If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy gay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a Sunday night, he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. What's good, everybody?
What's good?
We're your hosts. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot. We're here with you guys in the building. What is good, Pops?
Man, everything is everything. The world around us is changing at a rapid pace.
Yes, it
is. And some of the things we're laughing at, I don't think we should be laughing.
Do tell.
I'm just saying in general, you're making memes about an attempt on a free world leader or potential free world leader, you know, a music video. Some of the things we do to clown our situation here in America, in one sense, I get it.
Yeah.
Because it is a show. But on another sense, some things we just got to start taking serious or at least paying attention more in detail to some of the stuff we see, if that makes sense.
I agree. And some of it, like, we just know how to run something into the ground, man. Like, it's not even funny no more. Like, I initially, and now I'm just like, okay, I get it. I am impressed how fast people are with their editing and their Photoshop. They, people are really, really good.
Man, there's people who had T-shirts ready. You know what I mean? So there was people on TikTok selling T-shirts.
Thank you for the super chat, famously black of greetings from Brazil. I got to make it out there.
Wow, on vacation out in Brazil.
I gotta make
love it. I love it. Yes.
Fun. That sounds fun. But thank you guys for joining us. How was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. Pretty hot, man. Hot. We had 1 or 2 days of break. Tomorrow's gonna be 100 here in New York City. And I just don't do heat like that, you know?
Yes.
But it's it is the rough. Summertime. It is the summertime, so here we are.
Nah, but come, like, you know, it's usually like August, you know, that's when it really peaks. It's been nonstop for like 2 months already.
Yes. Yes. I don't know. No, I'm in agreement, man. This weather has been and I'm still recovering from the event we did last week.
All right. That was like 10 days ago.
Dude, right? I'm 56 years old when all the lifting and tent building and tent taking down and carrying stuff, bro. Nah.
Yeah.
And you know I don't do manual labor. I am a supervisor.
It's true.
But had to get it done. So, you know. So I'm starting to get my legs up under me now.
Good. All right. Shouts out to everybody in the chat. We appreciate you for being here.
Thank you. I heard there was some issues with my voice on the thing we did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I sound drunk. And so I don't know what that is. So it's one of two things. Either the camera connection on Malcolm Inn is off, or I'm having a very, very slow stroke.
I sound fine when we go live or when we do our podcast. I sound fine.
You know, because you can have like a delayed stroke, like a couple of years or something, you know.
I don't know. I feel like it's everybody else. Because there's only a few people complaining.
The way I'm pronouncing my F's is different. I sound like Mike Tyson almost. I think I have Tysonophobia or something. It's a long time, a lot of punches to the head. And then all of a sudden, you don't know how to pronounce any of the words. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
We'll investigate sooner. All right, so let's do a quick roll call, and then let's get started.
Okay.
I see Houston in the building. We got to talk about Houston. We're going to have to talk about y'all in a little bit.
Yeah.
El Paso. We got Philly.
Yes.
Who else we got?
New Haven is in the building.
Jersey. New Haven, D.C. is in the building. What's good?
The Bay Area. Louisville.
Baldwin Harbor. What's good? Who else we got?
See, somebody said my tongue sounded heavy. It did. I don't know what that
Cleveland.
Is. Cleveland. Cleveland in the building. Mississippi.
South Carolina was good.
South Cadillac.
BX was good.
BX all day. Throw your X's up.
Detroit. See, we could do the West Coast and the East Coast thing. It's no big deal over
it's
here.
It's never been no beef.
Except when I was
out there beefing, but that's a long story.
There's no beef over here. Brooklyn in the house. Thank you, guys. Milwaukee, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to visit shopurbanx.com. Tell a friend, tell a friend. We were supposed to have Brother Rich on today. Not today.
But he rescheduled for Thursday. I'm glad you made that announcement. Yes, he probably is doing a show tonight or something. He forgot that he scheduled. You know, Rich is busy, man.
Yeah.
And he probably said, well, let me get that show in. So he did hit me up. So we will be doing Brother Rich Thursday.
All right. And then he'll be talking about his event in Atlanta next month.
All sold out for physical seats. However, the pay-per-view event is now up and running.
Nice. And we'll be in the building for that as well. All right?
Yes.
All right, now let's get to some stuff. Hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Now, if you've been living under a rock, if you haven't seen what's been going on the past few days, we're dealing with the aftermath of the quote-unquote Trump assassination attempt. There's been so much that's going on. Like, they've apparently the location from where the shooter attempted to kill Trump, apparently they had already marked that rooftop as a potential security threat. And right now they're blaming local law enforcement, and they're trying to take all of the blame off of the Secret Service and the FBI. They're blaming local police department. Apparently, he was seen 26 minutes prior to him letting off those shots.
Okay.
So that's what's happening. And now, as I mentioned in our podcast episode, I said a lot of people are going to end up losing their jobs because they don't know how to have tact when it comes to covering a certain topic like this. Case in point, they didn't get fired, but the crew at the Morning Joe on MSNBC, their whole segment, their whole show got pulled off the air today because their higher ups were worried about how they were going to cover it. Mm. Now, why would that be a problem if you are just covering the news? It wouldn't be.
Right.
It wouldn't be. You would just be covering what happened. But because they understand that they've given them already a license to kind of propagandize all of the news and give their opinions to all of the news and not just, you know, be actual journalists, they were worried and they actually pulled the whole show off today. That was actually interesting. It's crazy.
And that comes via Obama. Obama passed that into law, that you can now use propaganda against your own people. Before, we could use propaganda against other countries, but now we can use it against ourselves. Also, do you know that the guy, the shooter, the alleged shooter, was in a BlackRock commercial? Did you see that?
I did see that. Yeah. So they've been releasing a bunch of videos on the guy, videos of him being bullied in high school, because it's always the same script: bullied, loner. He was on our radar. Or he didn't have a digital footprint, so we don't know anything about him until he wrote a manifesto that laid out his entire plans. It's always the same shit, you know, how it goes.
Yeah, so let's peel it back from the beginning. Someone has to take the blame for this.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has. And so the fact that you marked an area, I'm just walking my way through it. You marked an area very dangerous.
Yeah.
And then the person goes to that very area. No one stops him. No one sees him, or no one apprehends. And he gets off these shots, is suspect. I had some people in the comment section saying, if you think this is staged, you crazy. Well, what part of it is not staged is what I want to know. You know what I mean? Because
these were the same people who grew up on wrestling, who've seen amazing just things that have gotten off, you know, in wrestling. And they're saying, well, you know, you wouldn't play around with somebody shooting your ear because that could be too close or something like that. That could be too,
First of all, who said his ear got shot?
That's true, too.
Let's start cooking with a little bit of high grade. Who says his ear actually got shot?
Right.
I didn't see no bullet. I heard some popping and I heard him grab something. Mm-hmm. That's all I saw.
Well, I saw a picture. I'm not sure how, but apparently.
I know you didn't just say that. You saw a picture?
No, it's actually been like making its rounds on like mainstream media though.
Yes.
Him standing, looking this way, and the bullet kind of whizzing past his head.
Yeah, and I've seen UFOs do the same thing.
I'm just, you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to give.
I know you're trying to give credence to that part of the conversation, but they're asking you, who are you going to believe, them or your lying eyes?
Yeah.
It's what this boils down to. Now, a hick town, no disrespect, not Philly, like somewhere out in Pennsylvania somewhere where, you know, you probably got a Keystone Cops, you know, got a sheriff. That's right, sheriff. I'm going to cover that barn right there. You ain't going to have to worry about nothing, sheriff. Yeah. I'm on it, sheriff. And then he's sitting in his car eating donuts. Holy shit, God damn it.
Yeah.
We're under attack, God damn it. You know, if you want to say that, then, okay, even that, when some people were, again, on record as saying, Now, I haven't even had a deep dive yet because I'm letting anybody dive. I looked at the guy. Did you see the guy with the red hat who said that he was warning them?
Yes.
Did you see when he turned his neck? Watch when he turned his neck. It looked like he got a mask on. That's all I'm going to say. Now, I did watch the lady who held up the sign, right?
And behind him, yes.
Yeah.
Behind
him. I forget, it's fire him or get fired. Then I saw her drop the sign. Mm-hmm. And then I saw her pick up a camera.
Yes.
Weird. Just weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so there are a number of things. It looked like the Secret Service people were laughing. I don't know. See, when you start going through this, you got to start going frame by frame. Every single person in that crowd, if you have the technology, you got to start going frame by frame, because then you'll start seeing things that just don't add up and they don't make sense. The fact that this guy was in a BlackRock video, commercial, was weird. We know who BlackRock is. We know what they run. And so, again, tying together these loose ends. I even saw a video of a guy who looked like him saying they got the wrong guy.
Yeah, that was a YouTuber trolling.
Okay, I thought so. I thought he was trolling.
That was a YouTuber trolling, yeah.
But
I think in the next couple days, people are going to... There's too many different angles, too many different camera angles. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to put it out on a timeline and map out what is going to... Like, what happened and how it was staged and stuff like that. Because it was way too many... It's too hard to keep everybody in one accord.
Especially in this day and time when everyone has a camera.
Yeah.
Watch the sniper on the roof. He's looking through the scope.
Yeah.
Then he takes his head out of the scope, and when a shot's fired, he goes right back into the scope. He don't look around because the shots are coming, which tells me he was already looking at the goddamn alleged shooter.
Because what I was going to say, too, is, like, I've been watching a lot of... that guy, Irving, I forget his first name. He's an army sniper. And sometimes the way he talks about it and how when he was sniping and he was, you know, engaging with people and how we think about it in movies, it'd be completely different.
Understood.
Right? So for these snipers, I don't even think those snipers are the ones who actually killed him, because, like, if you had your sight set on him for that long, and you obviously would deem him as a threat if that area was already deemed as a security risk, you would have probably popped him already.
You have orders to shoot at will.
Right, and then Trump wouldn't be on stage that long.
Wouldn't have been on stage. Somebody would have plugged in his ear. Sir, get off stage for a second. We have a imminent threat here.
I've seen videos of Trump at a conference. This is when he was president, when a balloon went off and somebody said the word gun and how fast they got him off stage.
Right.
They let him come out head exposed, neck exposed, and throw his fist up.
Right? Watch his hands, too. Seems like he's bird calling. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All of this just doesn't make logical sense. And I heard even people say, well, when black people hear shots, we run, but white people, they don't. No. I've seen many pictures.
Here's the thing. My only pushback to that, and I could be naive, is that at an event like that, you just would not think you would hear gunshots at the president of 2024. That's all I would say.
Okay.
So if you hear it, it's kind of like, wait, what? It probably took a second to register. Now, I don't want to sound like Amanda Seals, right? I don't want to sound like Amanda Seals, but if I'm at, you know, cookout somewhere, if I'm at a ballpark somewhere, like, you know, hot summer day, and I hear that, I think everybody gets down because it's kind of not expected, but, you know.
Listen, watch this,
sound
Malcolm. Stupid.
I sound like Amanda Seals. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you sound crazy. Crazy, right? Now, black people don't even have to hear the shots. We can see people do like this.
True, that's a fact. That is a fact.
Nigga, when niggas do like this, it's a universal language. Get down, get out. We will discuss it four blocks away. Like, what was that about? We don't even have to know. And so for them to see them diving on the president and for everybody, the people to be there with their cameras looking, it just looks strange to me. I don't think y'all understand. I want this to make sense. Because I go down Common Sense Road. I tell you, I'm driving in my Common Sense car. I want to be able to stop at the stoplights. Everything looks good. And just get to my destination. When it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. And here's my philosophy. If at the beginning of my travel down Common Sense Road, I'm already hitting bumps, then that means the entire equation is probably off. Rarely can I not make sense of something in the beginning, and then it all makes sense. Now, I'm not saying it can't be done, but usually when this thing is off the rail, it continues off the rail. You may not get to all the answers because this is high-level, things that they're doing, espionage and all that kind of stuff.
And what I will also say is, I'm trying to pull off something to this scale, right? An assassination attempt on a former president, right? In public. I'd probably want as many cameras as possible. Because you want to kind of erase doubt from people at home, right? You kind of like, yo, this person saw it, this person saw this, this person saw this. So if it's more camera angles and you're able to still kind of get some, I've seen some incredible stuff in wrestling, bro. Like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, how did they pull that off? And it's going live. The show's live. How did they pull that off?
And
same thing.
Yeah. Remember, because the fact that you have a camera only increases your confidence of what you're seeing is real.
Yeah.
But an AREAL is REEL. Right. But so, like you said, the more cameras only adds to. Right. So let's remove the Democrats, because if the Democrats were hiring a sniper, Trump would be gone.
Yeah.
If I'm hiring somebody to do a job of that magnitude, do you see? Go back and watch the JFK hit from how many angles. And it seemed like nobody missed. Nobody on the side got hit. These people are marksmen that can hit you from damn near a mile out in gusty winds, motherfucker. So, and even if you're going to use a patsy and try to
save... He was a standing still target at that. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. He wasn't even in a car.
Right. He was standing still. So even if... And this is... They're 20-year-old hillbillies and hicks who can hit you from a mile out. They've been having guns since they were 12 years old, shooting BB gun. So if you're going to try to make it seem like a deranged loner hick, that's not hard to find one who has pinpoint accuracy.
Mm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to the beginning of this. I'm saying he was never shot. I'm saying you heard some shots. Now, I'm also going to add somebody died, but that guy who was sitting next to him said the guy got hit in the back of the head. He said the shot came from behind him somewhere. What does that mean? Was that the grassy knoll shot? Who knows? Someone has to, like we said, in a fake movie, it's important for real people to die so that it can almost justify the bullet coming across and just missing him. Had to hit somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so somebody may have gotten taken out when that happened as the collateral damage, a fireman who was, hovering over his child or, and all that. So condolences to that family. But we have to begin to peel all of this back. Whoever has time, start watching the entire frame. Watch everybody in the frame, right? Yeah. Remove your biases and just ask yourself, is this normal motion? Does this make sense? Is the president who just got shot, is he going to fight off his security and raise his hand? Is he going to stop to get his shoe? Or is he trying to say, I have to get out of here at all costs? Right. You know what I mean? Who does that? Someone trying to show you, many men, wish death upon me. You know what I mean? Somebody was trying to show you the polar opposite of what you saw at the debate of their opponent. Someone who stands now in the face of death. Someone who can represent the American people. You know, yes, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And his cronies, the ones who follow him around, who think he's, you know, the second coming of Christ, they fed that up because he didn't get hit. Now he on some Tupac shit.
And then did you see the American flag in the back? Like, it got like twisted and
twisted. It looked like a bird.
Yeah, it looked like an angel, they say.
An angel or something. Yeah. Look at the flag now, but look after, dude, it's all there for you. And I'm not saying we should just pay attention. Right? This is a former president and a presumptive president. Right?
Yeah.
And so there is potential for him to be back in that seat. And so you got to be careful.
Yo, I might have to change my theory because the Republican National Convention was today. And he announced his pick for VP, J.D. Vance.
Okay.
From Ohio. And apparently he went from just a couple years ago he's a senator from Ohio. And he went from being completely against Trump to, you know, and then now to singing his praises.
What made him change?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't done.
Was it this event, or did he already have a Trump already knew who he was going to pick? And why did Trump do that today?
I mean, the momentum is the convention. People have been waiting on who his running mate was supposed to be since last year.
Right. When people is the national curious. Convention?
It was today.
Oh, the national convention was today?
The Republican national convention was today.
But when does Trump speak?
Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, because they usually save him for last, obviously. Yeah. So did this guy Vance speak yet, or do you know?
I'm not sure. I just kind of like saw it on TV, and I kind of just kind of like went past it. I was out.
Does he have a beard?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a good old American guy.
Yeah, his Twitter bio says Christian husband dad.
Oh yeah, that's a go. Christian, a husband and a dad. Oh, with a full beard, looking like a trucker. He looked like a trucker. You know.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if they'll replace him, but it's getting loud from the Democrats to replace Biden now. Very loud.
And when is the Democratic convention?
I feel like that's in like a month.
Okay.
If I'm correct. You guys can correct me in the chat. I think it's like in a month.
Okay.
But now what they're doing is, as a result of this is why I said like Trump kind of boxed him in. Because what they're doing now is they're pulling up every leftist pundit, every Democratic senator, representative who has said something, quote unquote, violent about Trump. And they're going, see, this is what caused that. And here's the thing. They're able to just get it off now because they were first to first.
Of course. Right? Remember
they were first
victim,
to have.
Right. That victimhood and capitalizing, you know, yes, you have to be first at it.
Yeah, so Maxine Waters talking about we need to take him in the back and a bunch of stuff. There's a bullseye on Trump, and then there was some Democrats who were posting about stuff like next time don't miss stuff like that. Wildin', right? The point I made yesterday was that because somebody did die. Whatever you believe or not, as far as this actual event, somebody did apparently die. They have the job as public figures to navigate this with as much tact as possible.
And I give Biden a kudos, who came right out and said we denounce any kind of violence.
He had no choice.
You can't come out and be like, well. Yeah. If they didn't do it, I was going to do it. I hate them. You can't do that. So
yeah.
He said the right things. Trump even threw Robert Kennedy Jr., a bone by saying he needs security.
That was a big thing.
Yes.
That was a big thing.
Yes. Yeah.
So now you kind of catch Biden flat-footed or his team flat-footed because, like, you give it to him now and people are like, yo, what if this happened to him? You don't care about him. You don't care about protocol, stuff like that. So, we'll see.
I want to tie a bow around this, and because I don't think people think like we're talking about a rapper who's easy to get hit, you could pull right up on. You can't pull up nowhere near the president or potential president. They scope out every piece of grass, every angle. And for them to admit that this was a danger point, doesn't that mean that we should be focusing extra attention on that?
Yep. Yep.
Right? That's yep. Like I'm in the house cleaning and I see the stove. And so if Noble is running around, all right, he might be able to play over here. But the minute he go anywhere near the stove, whether it's on or not, that's a high danger point. Yes.
Right. Right.
So I just want to walk people through this before they say, well, you know, and then for him not to be a marksman because he missed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't say, well, anybody who could. No. He's not even a marksman. If he was a marksman, he could have been out a mile out. This mm-hmm. dude was 400 feet away.
200.
200. Oh, shit. Well, yeah. Goddamn. Even I think I could. You know what I'm saying?
Or 200 yards.
Shit. They'd be like, take the shot, Dad. I'd be like.
Yeah. I think maybe 200 yards. Shit. Something like that. It wasn't anything like really, really crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Just wanted to add that.
All right, let's go to some else.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
All right, well, on our side of the news, Mace was on his show going at Jay Prince, which is crazy. Like, so many things that we just kind of never thought we'd see, but the allure of Jay Prince is gone, people. It is like nobody respects this man anymore. The boogeyman of hip hop, nobody cares. That is old paradigm stuff, and like nobody is going for it anymore. It is a wrap. And Mace, somebody who's not a kid, right? Somebody who's, you know, been in the game for a long time, said, yo, we not your little homies. Like, you can't, I don't respect you. And he started going at him with some just facts.
Malcolm, like, tell us what the whole beef is about.
My fault. So everybody was really mad about Mason Cam's commentary on the Shakur Stevens fight, right? And, you know, they basically said it was boring. Jay Prince responded with this. He said, let the haters say what they... He said, numbers don't lie, haters do. Let the haters say that he's boring and nobody wants to watch him. Sorry to tell you, it's just a select few of you haters. As you see, there's proof that he has number one ratings on any fight on ESPN this year and the top three ratings since 2002. And all of you haters who want to escalate that hate outside of the ring, I'm Shakur's manager and can handle his business outside of the ring. In other words, Cam and Mace, I will fade all of his shots and take all bets. And then Mace responded. And basically said, like, you can't sun us. We're not your little homies. And basically, I don't respect you because you're still 60 years old, still talking street stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but once in the streets, Malcolm, always in the streets. His legend, his legacy, his allure, his power is grounded in street beef, street crime, confident informant work, all kind of stuff. That you don't hear a lot about. And so he'll never retire that. In his mind, Jay Prince still thinks he's that guy. Mm-hmm. However, there's a new generation of individuals who starting with NBA Youngboy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who are starting to poke the bear to say enough is enough of this. 30 or 40 years ago, even 25 years ago, we get it. The industry was set up different and you was able to move as a ghost, so to speak, and exert your power. First of all, Mace is a grown-ass man from Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Cameron, these are Harlem guys. Yeah. And they, you know, they ain't no suckers in Harlem. And they got real big homies in Harlem. You know what I mean? Who will tell them, no worries, we got this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so Jay Prince still thinks he can mention his name or, you know, tweet or this and that, and it holds the same weight, and it does not. And it is shame on him. But what else is he supposed to do?
I mean, the Instagram and social media threats he's been doing the last, like, 5-6 years, it's just been like, yo, I thought gangsters supposed to move in silence. Like, you...
That was rule number one. Gangsters move in silence.
Like, what happened?
What he's trying to do is saying, based on my reputation, these tweets should do suffice. And the way his sons were moving... they actually messed up his legacy even more.
This is very true. I remember when Charleston White was he went on a tirade. He was sitting in this car. He was basically saying, "I hate the entire Prince family. None of y'all got these mob ties that y'all claim. Junior, you famous for taking thing and beating on women at the strip club after hours."
Uh-huh.
And your daddy, you ain't nothing. Like, he was going in. He was going in.
Yeah.
And he's from Houston.
Yes.
Right? So I'm sure he knows, you know, what goes on, you know, on the ground level there. And he's just saying, like, it was over, basically.
Yeah, and now watch this. There still have there been any closure to the Takeoff murder?
I don't think so.
Okay, so... he still has some kind of power.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if it's he working with them boys, but to insulate his family or absolve them from any wrongdoing.
That's a good point.
There's still some power there. You good know, point. Because remember, all of these guys, whether we're talking about...
Charleston's from Dallas. Charleston's from Dallas.
Right, right. If we're talking about P. Diddy, we're talking about Dre, we're talking about Snoop, we're talking about Jay-Z, we're talking about these high-profile individuals, they are working with the feds.
Allegedly.
Right? Because for them to not be in any kind of trouble, real trouble, ever,
means
that something is going on, right?
Yeah.
Or you're more of an asset to us with what it is that you do. Now, there are exceptions to that rule. When one of them gets above themselves, like maybe Diddy right now, who's getting above himself, we still can neutralize you and take you down. You know what I mean? And so, but Prince, because I kept saying, all right, his son was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
During the shooting. And I'm like, somebody's going to be brought up on some kind of charges. And it just went away. That's the new thing with Black people. Our attention span is so short that after 2 or 3 weeks, we won't even be talking about this Trump shit in 2 more weeks. Watch. Think about it. A president, an attempted assassination before social media, that would be on CNN every 15 minutes for a month or two. But now social media flips the page on what's next very quickly. And this whole thing is a social, psychological experiment, guys.
Yeah,
they have figured out the human brain, the human mind, and they execute on this expertly with great precision to get you to shift to what's next.
Absolutely, yeah. Because so speaking of things that kind of like move on, Alec Baldwin, he got his case dismissed.
Yes.
Right? And it'd be what I've noticed, if you, let's say you get in trouble for something, right? Say something happens in the industry, you probably are down like 8 months. If you can withstand 8 months,
yep,
you're probably okay.
Especially if you move in certain circles, right? You know the judge, you know certain people. They go look for public display, or, you know, we can't just, you know, let you off. So just withstand it for a few, and we'll find something within the case which gets the case thrown out, and they did, and you move on.
That's literally it. Like, that's literally it. You just need 8 months, withstand it.
How long did Will Smith need off the smack? About 2 years?
About 18 months, yeah. Like,
about 18 months for him before, you know, he hit you with the blockbuster. Yep. And now we're not even talking about that. We like, who the fuck is Chris Rock?
Right. Basically, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And now Will Smith needs to follow it up with another hit. He's still one of the biggest draws in Hollywood. Let's call it what it is.
Yep.
And we have forgotten about all of that bullshit.
This is a fact.
Just a fact.
This is a fact. Want to get to something? Yeah, let's get to something else real quick. Only this because it's not out yet, but I'm hearing an indictment is coming down for Diddy very soon.
Yes, this is what I'm hearing. They're taking a very long time. And either that means that their case is not as solid as we thought it was, like cut and dry, this, that, or there are a lot of layers to what they discovered on these tapes, and they want to try to situate it where everyone else is insulated from the charges or things of that nature, and they could just isolate Diddy. Or maybe Diddy has something in his left pocket that makes this a little bit more complicated, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Because now I'm hearing that when you see that hotel incident, let me hit allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
With Cassie, and this doesn't absolve him from the violence, is that while he was in the shower, and somebody could have just planted this story, that she stole $100,000 cash and a watch. And that's why you see him when he goes through what he goes through, he snatches the bag back from her. He did snatch the bag. So it wasn't like it was her bag. Why would he, unless he's snatching her bag, like, but you ain't going nowhere. And so this is the latest story that we're hearing. Is it a plant story? I don't know what to believe nowadays.
Yeah. And
or
again,
is that something, because that still doesn't absolve the what he did, but it may show you the intention of, oh, she's trying to rob me, which I find it hard to believe.
And again, this the longer this goes on, the bite of what we saw in that video kind of goes away a bit. Right? If you remember when that came out, it was just like, yo, I never thought I'd see this. I never thought, like, I see the day Diddy would be brought up on anything, or he'd be sued for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they 18 months passed and no charges or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to come back in. However, like, his life wouldn't be, you know,
I'm
as
not
affected
sure
as
he wouldn't
it was.
Be able to come back in if he beats the charges.
I don't know, man.
Wow, bro, our people are forgiven. They're very forgiven people. If he turns his life over to the Lord for a few months, you know what I mean?
I think too many people jumped out the window already.
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't jump out the window. A lot of the people close to him never said nothing. I ain't heard from Jay-Z. I ain't heard from none of his contemporaries. Okay. I've been hearing from underlings who have something to say. People in positions of power, I ain't heard from Clyde Davis. I ain't heard from the guy who runs UMG. I ain't heard from nobody of significance. Why is that? Is it because they know he has the tapes on them too? Or is it because they want this thing to play out first before they, you know, move in with their personal feelings?
Okay.
Just asking.
Yeah.
And again, I believe he's guilty 100 times over for stuff that he won't even go to jail for. Side note, his mom's was rushed to the hospital recently with chest pains. I hope she's feeling well. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to get into speculation. I don't know if it was, you know, the pressure of what's coming down the imminent perp walk or whatever it's going to be. And, you know, because I'm hearing it's about that time.
Yeah. Because if they go at him with how they're supposed to go at him, then hip hop as an industry now, as it stands, not talking what it was created for, but as what it stands for now, can all come crumbling down.
Yes.
Because his fingerprints are everywhere.
Right.
And yo, side note, me and Avery were driving yesterday, and they played a song. The radio out here, they played a song, a Diddy song, and then right after they played a Cassie song. I'm just like, when the last time you heard a Cassie song?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like that was odd. And then for them to play back to back, I just thought that was weird.
Very odd.
Yeah. This is. I'm curious to see where this goes.
Because if the time is now, let's get it on. Let's see what, and then remember, they might take him down to save the rest of the industry.
Okay, yeah, I can see that too.
Right? Because the industry, even though it's ever-changing, and we're going through another change now, it's still what keeps this thing afloat. And so somebody has to pay. R. Kelly had to pay for all of the ex-traffickers who were in his mix that do that.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby had to pay, so they take down an individual because we are fixated on not a system. We are fixated on give us an enemy or give us a target to direct our energy at. Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, whoever. There's always an individual that we can exert that energy off while the system in place stays in place.
Yeah.
So Diddy goes down, what changes? There's not going to be people on the sex couch, or there's not going to be people being extorted. There's not going to be powerful men taking advantage of women. I doubt very seriously.
You're right.
And there's always going to be espionage or secret recordings, because Diddy didn't create that system. He just took advantage of the system.
Right.
While everyone else might have had their pants down or, you know, was sleeping, he was on top of his grind because he knew or would have to know that this day is going to come.
Mm.
That's what got Epstein over for as long as it did. And wherever Epstein is now chilling, he probably still got some tapes.
Yeah.
And they had to, offer a deal, take my partner, take her, put her in jail for nothing. And I walk because two security guards, correction officers, fell asleep in an area in which a camera was broken. Does that make any sense?
He was already on suicide watch and he still managed.
Already on suicide watch, camera's broken. Two correction officers go to sleep. What are the chances?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now you're insulting our intelligence. And it's not even that they're insulting our intelligence. They hope over a period of time we just forget. And we have.
We have, yeah.
Biggest sex trafficking case in the history of the world, probably. And we're not even talking about it. Flight ledgers. Remember, everybody, we were so concerned. We want to know who's on the flights. We don't care about that. We have moved on.
Yeah, that's programming, folks.
All programming. That is programming. I know programming, folks, when I see it.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Trying to get Mama Dot set up.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we're back.
And we are back.
Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to support those businesses. TurnANewLeaf.com, AscendingInfiniteGoddess.com, ShopUrbanX.com.
Yeah, we need the support. We are independent media, you know?
Guys, we've
done
this.
Shout out to my man Dante out there in B-more. I hope it's all good with you.
480 times. This is episode 480. Can you believe it?
Oh.
I went back and watched episode one, and goddamn.
Oh, yeah. I watched episode like 16 to 20, and bro, wow. Yeah. What were we thinking? What were we thinking? We're going to package all of these together one day as our body of work, you know?
Absolutely.
Shout out Nala's Born, who said, it looked like Diddy had his socks on running down the hallway. So I don't think he was in the shower. Unless he's one of the people who shower with his socks on. That's a good point. Good observation. I got to go see the video again to try to piece all that together. Shout out Nala's Born for that.
Also, today is a national holiday. I don't know if you guys know this. Ladies, your man is probably playing college football 25. That just dropped today.
Oh.
After an 11-year hiatus, we have college football video games back. Yeah. Leave him alone.
Could
leave
I have played that in the meta
no,
thing?
No.
Yes, I could have.
No.
Sucker.
Leave him alone.
Yeah, leave that man alone. You know, let him get that off.
Also, real quick, I want to apologize to Coach Prime. I want to apologize.
Because
I was critical of him when he was blasting that kid, Kermani McClain,
yes,
publicly. I was critical of him. Even though I still think there's a way to go about that. But apparently, Kermani, he transferred from Colorado. He shit on the whole Colorado organization. He said all they care about is clicks and they care about, they pay favorites and stuff like that. So he went to Florida. He entered the transfer portal, right? And then he wasn't getting a lot of interest, right? And I think it was because of that video he put on YouTube. I think that was a bad look, terrible look from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got to Florida as a preferred walk-on, but they kind of circumvented the number of scholarships and gave him NIL money, right? So they gave him a preferred walk-on spot, NIL money to kind of pay tuition, I'm assuming, right? So that's how they got away with that. But now he's missing practices, or he's late to practices.
I heard.
He's late to lifts. And then he's getting punished for being late with more lifts and is being late to those lifts.
And
this kid is a lost cause.
Punishing him and making his team do the running for it.
Yeah.
What that does is, come on, you play football. When dudes got to do laps or something because of you, that's a problem.
Yep. So
kudos to Dion for recognizing that this kid, because some of these kids feel privileged. They just feel like wherever they show up and they don't want to do the hard work. And even if you're privileged, you still got to do hard work because you're setting an example for the rest of your team. I don't want to get my coaching on right now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's a fact.
You know what I mean? And that's why I think it's important for Bronny James to go down to the G League.
Yeah.
I think coming out the gate, no disrespect, send him down to the G League where he could get the reps and practices. Then bring him up for an honorary game or two where his dad could throw him the lob or he could throw his dad the lob. And the story is over. It makes for a great story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pack it up. Go back down there.
Pack this up. We done got the ratings. Do it Christmas Day. Bring him up for the Christmas Day show. And LeBron throws a pass to his son. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a moment. They stopped the game. They're hugging each other. We remember when this was a little toddler. Oh, my God. LeBron, the greatest. You know, you milk that for the Christmas game. And people are crying. You reach over to your own son. You might, hey, noble man, you know, maybe one day that could be me and you, man. And everybody looking at their kids and shit. You know, you milk it, you know.
Oh, and then it's speaking of LeBron, Skip Bayless
announced today, it was announced today that he is leaving FS1.
Wow. Where is he going? Is he going back with Stephen A. Smith?
He can't. It's over. It's over. He has to. He can't go back to ESPN. It's over.
Okay. You'd be surprised what these networks are willing to pay to fight and beat other networks. Now, he's leaving, but his ratings are terrible.
Exactly. So why would I pay you?
Right. He's not leaving as leverage the way Shannon Sharpe did. Who Shannon Sharpe knew he had a position waiting for him because his stock couldn't be higher. The ratings for Skip Bayless are so low now. I just tune in for like 30 seconds, maybe even to hear Keyshawn and Paul Pierce is the worst too. But then I just keep it moving. But Stephen A. Smith is no better now. You know what I mean? He's got people coming at him left and right because we're tired of the shenanigans. We're tired of the, and I know he hates this because he went on somebody's show. We hate the Uncle Tomism. We hate we need to be better in the eyes of white folk. That's what we need to do. When I wake up every morning, the first thing I do when I'm having my coffee is I say, how am I going to make my bosses more money? That's what I'm thinking. So that a few crumbs can fall off the table for me. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think the whole, I think social media has something to do with it too. It's people who have great shows. Cam'ron and May show is a dope show. It's a dope show because, hear me out, it's the way the conversation would be going on had the cameras not been going.
True that. True that. Right.
So it's not dressed up. Yeah, they dressed up a little bit. But if we were just talking sports, that's what the show would sound like.
Yeah.
So the authenticity of this show is dope.
Yeah, you know? I think sports TV, they haven't innovated yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're doing it too slow, rather. Because I really remember when I used to wait until a segment came back around. I used to watch everything and wait until a segment came back around because I wanted to hear what they had to say about this specific game or this player. Now, ESPN on YouTube is there. People on Twitter, people on Instagram, like podcasts. It's so saturated. It's everywhere now.
Right.
So now the people who are on ESPN, they just have to make the wildest takes, the wildest claims. They have to maybe damn near come to almost blows arguing. You know what I'm saying?
Because remember this, when ESPN was created, it was so innovative. Right. Because we had to wait. I grew up, we had to wait to 11:24 exactly before the sports. A Warner Wolf or whoever was doing the sports, they had a 5-minute segment to get whatever they had to get in, right? You had a Saturday sports show that came on. The idea of sports all day, first of all, is counterproductive, right?
Absolutely.
If we call it what it is, niggas sitting around all day watching some shit that they not participating in and then want to know why they can't get their life together. I get it. But it was innovative in the sense that the sports world was filled with stories upon stories upon stories, and it became the greatest distraction as a part of the TV collection. You don't even have to leave your home for that.
Yeah.
You know?
And all of the legacy people from ESPN are leaving or they passed away.
Yeah, Scott Stewart, as somebody Scott just mentioned. Scott Van Pelt. You know, a lot of these guys are moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know what Skip's going to do. Maybe he's just going to bow out gracefully.
Yo, you made $100 million hating on LeBron. Bounce.
You made $100 million simply hating on LeBron. Yeah.
Bounce.
Like, that's a fact.
Because he has a podcast. Do your podcast. Matter of fact, what he should do, do his podcast, make up with LeBron, and then possibly go on.
LeBron ain't messing with homie. Trust me.
Yeah.
LeBron is like, there's no way. I'm not even going to give you the time of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's a wrap.
Yeah, it's over.
So, but Skip is a personality that you like to hate. So you tune in to hate on him.
Yeah.
And even on these podcasts now, certain people you tune in just because you hate.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you want to have somebody to throw the rubber brick at the TV at. You know what I mean? And so they do play a role, the contrarian thing. Remember his show, what was it called?
Cold Pizza with Woody Page.
Right, which kind of gave the, you know, let's sit down and let's debate, you know, in real time. And now that's something that goes on all the time. I say all of that to say I don't know what the next quantum leap in sports radio or sports TV would be.
Yeah, it was Cold Pizza, then First and 10, then First Take.
Right.
Classics. Yep. Classics. All right, hit the button.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Yo, the judge that was presiding over the Young Thug YSL RICO trial, he got recused. And this is after a few things that happened. Remember, he got confronted by Young Thug's lawyer for having a secret meeting with the prosecutor and one of the defendants.
And he didn't have no legal counsel with him.
Yes, right? That happened. And since the beginning, this judge, I don't know what he was trying to do, if he was trying to make a name for himself, but he was acting out of pocket from the very beginning. Remember, he made some lawyers write a paper to him.
Yes. Put homie in jail. He threatened to put him in jail.
For the weekend, and he was really, really showing his ass. So he actually got recused from this. So, and this is a really high profile case. So career wise, doesn't look good.
Right. Now, what does that mean for Young Thug?
Yeah, I think the longer this goes on, the better it looks for him.
Mm.
Just like anything, like when cases go on super long.
Yeah.
When they're going super long and then it's issues with the judge, stuff like that, it's issue with witnesses. Like, the longer that happens, the more they can kind of throw stuff in the mix to kind of just disrupt the process. I think it just looks better for him.
No, I agree. And so his money appears to be long.
That's why him getting Gunna out was important, because Gunna is still signed to them. So he's still putting out hits because Gunna is nice, right? His music is great. He's going on tour. He's just funneling that money back to his legal counsel. And that's how he's able to do what he's doing. Because if they weren't making any money.
Yeah, they'd be in trouble.
He'd be asked out.
Okay, so we're going to keep our eye on that.
Outpost Killer.
Yeah, I just heard about this today.
Yeah, he's being set free or acquitted.
Okay, who is this guy? Do we know?
So what I read, unofficial story, what I read is that he was mad at him. He was mad at Alpo for the way he was riding his motorcycle recklessly or something to that effect. I don't know the actual story, and I actually just saw that he's free. I don't know the details surrounding this.
Alpo wasn't on a motorcycle that night.
I heard he was in his car.
He was in his car. So is this a lingering thing? that took place when Alpo was on his motorcycle?
I got to look this up, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. I was confused.
Because, remember, I say it was a hit.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You home now. You've broken all the rules of the protective custody and new identity and all of that. You could not. This social media era was made for Alpo. Yeah. Alpo has been an attention whore his entire life.
Yeah.
I remember him riding motorcycles and ATVs on the sidewalk. I'm behind him in a car. He talking to some girls. They doing this and that, talking through the car. She pull up, a cab pull up. He gets out of his car, bangs on the glass with the gun in his hand. The cab driver took off. You know what I mean? And then he pulled back up and kept this conversation going. This is what he did on a regular basis. So yeah. The social media era and the fact that people kept his name alive, he could not resist the opportunity of reemerging with a crime. And then you're going to take a reenact Rich Porter's death?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro. And see what Gene Deal said. He was getting back with Misa because he used to date her, one of Puffy's.
Yeah.
And they said he was in the works with a movie deal to tell his story. And I'm not sure people wanted all of that coming out. And so, yeah, a motorcycle incident would be just the job we need to do. And then they said they found, allegedly, yeah, crack on him.
Crack
and shit.
On him, yeah, yeah.
Nah, they sprinkled that shit. You know, on some Dave Chappelle shit. Let's sprinkle some crack on him. Let's get out of here, Bob. And so it's an open and shut case. Now, does this guy want to be interviewed is the question. Is he going to go on Adam 22 or this and that and tell his story? Or is Alpo's people now looking to get him? Who knows? You know?
Yes, interesting. And you talking about people keeping his name alive. Cam is one of the main ones who kept his name alive because he played Rico from Paid in Full, characterization of Alpo.
And I thought he did a good job.
Did a great job. Yeah.
Yeah. Being from Harlem, I thought he did a great job.
So, okay.
Hold on.
Somebody asked, do Alpo still got people? I'm sure.
Urban X.
Well, them old school guys, they come home and they deal with the same old school guys. Now, he ain't got no strength in the streets like that, but there's always someone who wants to do something to make a name for themselves to uphold the legacy of somebody who came, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So, guys, I saw this documentary that's coming out about Abe Lincoln. And apparently they are exploring whether or not he liked men.
Yeah, why is that a big surprise?
It's not a big surprise, but it's just like, what the hell is this like?
But remember, didn't he own slaves?
Did he? I don't know if he did.
Yeah, they all own slaves. Stop it.
Okay. Well, he's credited with ending slavery because of...
Okay. But let's understand this. And this is what my elders told me. And you can take it to the bank. You can run with it. All European men are bisexual by nature. All of them. When you start going back up into Rome, whatever's good with them, man, they just, you know, they with it. And so now that doesn't mean to my white audience, the six people who we do have that's white. I'm not saying your father is gay. That's not what I'm saying per se. But if they push him, if we tap into his DNA sequence and allow him to be who he was, he might get down. So. With that being said, I would not be surprised because, see, when we think about buck breaking, we think that it was just, a situation where they beat our men in front of our women. No, they also aped them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They also put that work in on them because not to humiliate him, that was part of it. but it was also a gratification. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I would not be surprised if Abe had a few, you know, because they discovered some love letters. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And some shit you don't say to another man ever. Like, ever. I don't care if you in prison. I'm not, yo, I miss our moments together. Love you. And no, no. My letter's like, yo, what up, son? How you all right? What you need, son? Yeah. Put something on your books for you, because you know what it is. It ain't ever, yo, man, the moments we shared were so, you know, no.
Oh, side note, Obah said he gonna be up there this weekend.
Up where?
In the city? New York. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get something done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to some events, so just call me in advance to make sure I'm in the building. Because A.A. Rashid was here, and, you know, he was here for a funeral, and we just, and then I saw him in the park and shit at the event, so we just couldn't get it done. So, but Omar, if you up here Thursday, maybe Friday. No, Friday's bad. Saturday's bad. But we got to get back to what we were doing, Omar. I've just been all over the place trying to, you know, create this series of some stuff.
Yes.
Hope all is well. Omar got some shit coming I can't even say. He made me damn near sign an NDA. Of what he got coming, so I can't even say. I just gotta go. That's crazy. Oh,
really quick. I want to shout out one of our subscribers. Hold on, I'm gonna put the link in the chat. But one of our subscribers, her name is Jasmine, and they're doing a back to school drive. They're from Chicago, and they're trying to raise money for a community back to school event, and they want help. So I'm going to put the link in the chat for you guys.
How much time we got? Because we're going to donate.
We got time.
All right. So we always want to help the kids. And we'll put that link in there.
This is from Chicago. So the next commercial break, I will have the link in the chat.
Okay. And everything helps. $1, $10, $20. All of that stuff helps. And absolutely. So if we could get it done, let's get it done, because it really does take a village to get stuff like this done.
Absolutely.
Let's get those likes up. Yeah.
Please hit the like button. We appreciate it. Let's get you some more. You want to get some more stuff?
Let's do it.
All right, let's get some more stuff. The Dell company computers, they threaten their workers to come back to work. Come back to the office.
Yes, what happened was they threatened them or else, and they said else. So the workers did not return, you know, back to work. And so that's a unified front that the workers have the power. Because if we don't work, you have no company. So we got used to being home. We enjoy being home. Our job is tech-based, so technically we can do it from home. So we've decided, see, when you get the good Negroes getting together and talking behind the scene, see, that's why the structure of the office is important, because there's always a few snakes who will run back and tell the boss what everybody is doing. There's always somebody who they appoint, you know, class leader or some shit, and they feel obligated. But when the people are talking on their own, not on company time, the company don't know what's going on. So kudos to them.
Yeah. It's funny because I remember when the work from home became a thing and they were promoting it and trying to fearmonger at the same time. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yes.
Right? Because it was during the height of the pandemic, height of the lockdowns, and they're going, we may never work in an office again because this is what's happening. And then a few companies tried to be cute. They tried to jump out in front and go, yo, we working from home forever. Like, we good because we are trying to, you know, show everybody that this virus is real and we care about our workers.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years went by. Then they realized they have to pay rent on this huge office space.
Yes.
They realize that the work culture from home, now I can organize stuff. I can do as much from home that I can do from the office. I don't need to be
in there. Still have my life belong to me. See, that's the psychological part of it. Absolutely. Your job owns your life or wants to. You know what I mean? Not just the 9 to 5, but the time you have to get there, time you have to leave. Sometimes you got to work overtime. Then when you don't, that whole thing. So now knowing that work is just to provide food, clothing, and shelter. And if I can do that same job in 3 or 4 hours, I free myself up to do what the hell I want to do.
Yep.
So it is, but it's also a sign of the times. The new paradigm of work is remote work.
Yeah.
If you have any kind of skill set, you can be working from home.
Yep.
You don't have to get dressed no more. You don't have to get on them subways. You don't have to spend no gas money. None of that. You just get the job done.
You know what's crazy? You know what's actually coming back, though? The shared spaces, the co-working spaces is coming back, too.
Oh,
because
okay.
Although working from home, working remote is great, some people need that.
You need to get away from your spouse.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, this is crazy. I can't even, motherfucker. Yeah. I need to get away. So some people, they need to just leave.
Yeah.
So the workspace provides that.
Yeah.
You know, and some people are just people persons. You know, they got to be around people, not me.
Yeah.
Send me my assignment and I will, you know, upload it and pay me. Yeah.
So, side note, before we go to commercial break, I finished Supercell. Excellent series.
Excellent, right?
Yeah, they need at least 3 more seasons of that. That was great.
I hope so. Yeah. I actually watched, now don't judge me. I watched a Jennifer Lopez movie called Atlas. Right? Now, me and Mama Dot was sitting in the house, and she said, well, J-Lo's got a new movie. I said, J-Lo and movie don't go together.
She's not a bad actor. She's a terrible singer. She's not a bad actor.
Yeah, but just, you know. So she said, give it a chance. And it was actually a great movie about AI assimilating with our thoughts, becoming one sentient being. And it was actually pretty good.
Oh, okay. All right.
I will say that. Now, I've been trying to get Mama Dot to watch the new Exorcist movie with me, and she refuses at all costs, Malcolm.
I heard there's a new horror movie out called Long Legs.
Long Legs.
Yeah. I got to check that one.
And they said that joint is a little scary. Yeah. And see, I got to watch the movie. I can't sit down with Eli or Odyssey to watch The Exorcist because they don't know the history of The Exorcist. They don't know, you know, how terrifying that movie was as a kid. And Mama Donna's like, no, I will not relive that experience with you. I tried to convince her. And so I'm on my own. I'm on my own.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Yeah. Get your questions ready. And yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow. And we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we're back.
My fault.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us. I put the link to the GoFundMe in the chat. It's pinned at the top. We would appreciate it. We like to help our community spread the word and all that good stuff.
Yes. Side note, Malcolm, ladies, be careful in these Airbnbs. Because they have a new lawsuit out that 35,000 people have reported that these hidden cameras in these Airbnbs have been filming them secretly. And Airbnb, the company, through like a litigation or something, was able to keep that out of the public. And so you need to get one of them little devices. They sell them on Instagram or Amazon. That scans the room and it could tell you any secret cameras are. Every woman should have that with them, especially if you travel to these Airbnbs and hotels. Same thing. So just kind of keep that in mind. 35,000 cases.
Yo, any company. So for a while, it seemed like the last like 10 years, it seemed like the next stage in business innovation was to create a platform and let everybody else become your producers.
Yes.
So Uber.
Yes.
You don't own the cars. You letting other people make money basically on your platform.
Yeah.
Airbnb is the same way. But think about all of the things, you know, Uber Eats and, you know, all of those things, right? And those companies were reaching like billionaire status at like record speed. Mm-hmm. So everybody just thought like that was the next way. But what's happening is you're giving way too much power and independence to people, and people suck. I don't know if you realize that.
Say that again.
Guys.
Say that again.
People stink. Like they just really suck, bro. And when you give them the opportunity to overreach, overstep, and they just violate, they will. They just.
It's just a human response. And so you have to deal with the ramifications because your name is on it.
Yeah.
So that's the downside. The upside, you don't have nothing to do but provide that platform per se. But when things go wrong, and they will, because the human psychology is always trying to find a way to, you know, usurp the system or get over or do something, that falls in your lap.
Yeah. Somebody said there's an agreement that says they're not responsible. People always try to, they figure out ways to circumvent that so they can, because like, why should I be under the assumption that there's a camera here? Like there should be rules. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
First of all, the rules should be you as the owner of the Airbnb should scan the home to ensure that, right? And you can't say, well, Airbnb, the company's not important. The only reason I went to this person is because you were vouching for him with your name.
Yeah.
So you are responsible for this mess. I didn't just look through the goddamn yellow pages. I know I'm aging myself when I say yellow
pages.
That's
crazy.
Right? And find someone who was renting a room. That's different. That's on me. But I chose this person because I believe in your brand.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, they took advantage of a situation. And now my ding ding is all over the internet. You know, the fuck? 12 million, your honor. I settle for 7 right now. If you cut a check for 3, I walk out right now. No one could ever, you know.
Won't say another word about it.
No word about it.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some more stuff.
Yeah, do we have more stuff? Let's get to some questions.
Yeah, we got some stuff. I think so. Feel like we do.
Nah, I think we done ran through some stuff tonight.
That's good. What's up, YouTube AI music agreement?
Yeah, I saw a picture of Leor Cohen. And Leor Cohen, the head of YouTube Music, is creating a new genre of music via AI. And so I'm going to give you the skinny on it, as they say. Give me a second. Let me give you the skinny on it, see what it says.
What year is this, guys?
No, this just happened. It says,
no, YouTube, I'm talking about you saying the skinny
on it. Yeah, the skinny. Yeah. YouTube is now negotiating with record labels to license their songs for artificial intelligence tools that clone popular artists' music. The aim is to win over a skeptical industry with upfront payments. This move comes as the music industry grapples with the legal and creative impact of AI. The video sharing company needs the label's content to legally train AI song generators as it plans to launch new tools this year, according to sources familiar with the matter. Recently, the Google-owned platform has offered substantial lump sums to major labels, Sony, Warner, and Universal, in an effort to persuade more artists to allow their music to be used in AI training, Malcolm.
So, what I'm hearing is to get everybody on board, they're going to be dropping the bag.
Yes.
They're going to be giving the bag. So, if you are in need of money, guys, that means you could probably get something, get in early with this now. Because that's how they usually try to...
You know, I want to go in and be like, how much for Tall, Dark, and Handsome? $200. You drive a hard bargain, man. Give me the $200. You know? I mean, shit. But remember, they always give the bags up early to get you involved.
Yeah, that's how they
YouTube
do it.
YouTube used to even pay a better rate to regular YouTubers. So yeah. Instagram, they do all of that to bring you in. Yeah. Once you build their brand, then they reduce and come out with all these rules and regulations.
Yep. They use you as the leverage to get their deals with, you know, other advertisers and stuff like that. And then the other advertisers go, we can't have Black Dot up there talking that stuff. So
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
This AI thing is here to stay, though. I heard Quan say Sheen with all that, and I get it. But this thing is here to stay.
Yeah, yeah. You just kind of have to.
A lot of capacities, yes.
You just kind of have to get with it soon.
And I'm with the people who say the AI are not going to replace humans. The humans are going to be replaced with people who know how to use AI.
Yeah.
So if you just sitting around, now I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not a techie guy, you know that. You got a 3-year window to learn this shit. And then you're going to seem like you in the Flintstone age.
Yeah.
When in terms of who getting the jobs. So if you sitting around going, I don't fuck with that shit, man, you know, cool. That's your choice. But rarely have we been in a situation, because we always lagging behind. Every time we get with something, they moving on to something else.
Yeah.
You got a 3-year window, and take this from somebody who can't use that shit. If a dum-dum is telling you this, you need to pay attention. You got a 3-year window. After that, they're going to flip the switch to 3.0 or whatever they're on, and you're going to have, as a basic skill set, you're going to have to know how to do that. You ain't going to be able to function.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't sell green juice forever.
What we didn't talk about Jacoby Jones passing away.
Yeah, the football player, 40-year-old Jacoby Jones, broke my heart one year when the goddamn Denver Broncos, all they had to do was pat the ball down.
Yeah.
And they the one thing they couldn't do was let somebody get
behind
him.
He was nice, man.
And they let him get behind him and score the touchdown, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, condolences to him and his family. I don't know if the reasons have come out, but 40 years old.
I didn't see it.
Dying in your sleep, that's a little weird.
Yeah, I didn't see a reason. That was crazy. Only 40 years old. He was nice, man. He had two big touchdowns in that Super Bowl against the 49ers. He had a kick return in the deep pass. Yeah, he was nice, man.
Yep. So condolences to him and his family.
Absolutely. You guys have other questions you need us to get to?
Because Dot is up here baking.
Yes, hide. It's hide.
Yeah.
I'm hide. Sure.
So if you care for me, you'll keep your questions very short.
I feel like we had something else. No, that might have been it. Oh, what's his name? That aerobics guy, the one with the afro.
Oh,
he
died. My sister just put that in there. Dr. Ruth and Richard Simmons have passed on. Now, Dr. Ruth, are you familiar with Dr. Ruth, Malcolm?
No, I'm not.
She was a little small lady, but she was a sex therapist.
Okay. I do kind of know who she is. Yeah.
Look how freaky she is. She freaky. Even in her old ways, boy, she was talking about giving that shit up. And so people would type in or call in or, you know, send letters to her, and she would break down how to keep your man. Look at her. Don't she look like she can keep her man? She don't look like she got no problems. She tossing that fanny around. Anyway,
oh, God.
She's passed on. She was 96, you know. And
oh, gosh.
So, you know, and Richard Simmons, and this is the weird part. Some people said they thought he died already.
There's another Mandela effect?
Yeah, or they think these timelines are merging or something. Like, we've moved into another timeline. Because people was like, yo, didn't he die? And I've had that effect. Well, like, didn't so-and-so die already?
Yeah.
And so sometimes the subtlety of these lines moving, something going on. But Richard Simmons, big health guy, died. Shannon Doherty, yes. People who watch...
From Charmed.
Charmed.
And she I think 90210.
Away. Yeah. Yep.
She was like 40 years old too.
Yeah, she was she was 53, I think.
53. Oh, okay. She was young. That's young.
Yeah, but I think she succumbed to breast cancer. So
okay.
Let's get those likes up, please.
Okay. All right. We talked about the Alec Baldwin case as well.
How many likes do we have, man?
I only see 780 in there.
Oh, yeah. There's a new set of jeans out, Malcolm. And they're called P jeans. Yeah, those right there.
What?
For $800, you can own a pair of these jeans.
What?
That look like you pissed on yourself. Yeah.
This fashion's getting out of hand,
now,
man.
All you really need to do is drink a bottle of Henny straight to the head, and you will piss on yourself, and you can save some money.
And pass out.
Yeah, and pass the fuck out.
Yeah.
God damn it, yo. I'm going to be walking around with pissy jeans.
So, no, this is a story I wanted to talk about. So, there's this guy on YouTube. He's a jeweler in New York City. His name is, like, Trax NYC or something like that.
Okay.
Indian dude. And, well, I don't know where he's from. I don't know where he's from, actually. He looks like an Indian dude. He might be from, like, East Africa or somewhere. Like, I don't know where he's from. So, he was talking about how the lab-grown diamonds are taking away work from the people who, from those areas where there's blood diamonds, right? There's a lot of conflict diamonds. He literally said, these lab-grown diamonds are taking away
jobs. Work,
basically.
Black right? jobs.
Yes.
So we can grow the diamonds, which would be more ethic, if anything.
Right.
But
right.
we want these people to have these blood diamonds digging in that soil.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Right?
He so should that's be what canceled. He said.
And all a lot of people, this African guy has been going off, but like and just, you know, showing hypocrisy and what he's doing. And then the guy Trax has been losing his mind because he's responding and everybody's just been going in on him. I didn't know this as well, that the leather that, you know, these Italian fashion houses use when they say Italian leather, it's actually from Nigeria. And they won a court case, so now they don't say Italian leather because they can't. They have to say where it's sourced from. So now they say genuine leather instead of Italian because they don't want to give credit to Nigeria.
Wow. That's interesting. I'm not surprised. Shout out Hasheen Wilson for the Cash App. But thank you so much.
And thank you, Dante, for the Cash App as well. Appreciate you.
Yes.
So, yeah, interesting. Follow that story, guys. Follow that story. And with that being said.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We almost had 64,000 subs. We appreciate it. Every one of you.
64,000. Jeez.
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful too, but come on, Malcolm. True. You know true. We should be at 200,000, bro.
I feel you. But so, YouTube guys ain't smile upon us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like we said, like, share, subscribe, tell a friend. And we will see you guys on Thursday.
And Thursday we have Brother Rich.
Brother Rich in the building.
On Thursday.
All right.
Peace.